And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the platforms, and the various different ways you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe is here to tell you about them.
Well, it's not the only reason I'm here, but let me tell you about them right now.
At this particular moment.
Exactly right. There are so many ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, a wealth of on-demand content, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed, and if you're serving this country and you're overseas and this is the taste of home you get on any particular given day, we're very proud and very happy to be a part of it. Thank you for your service.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then we'll start knocking things down. That's next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529, or your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. We'll tip it off right after this.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, as we get ready to set the buffet. I don't know if there's going to be beans on it, but there's going to be plenty of sports to consume as we had a huge weekend in the world of sports. And, Joe, what do you say we set the table and start devouring?
All righty, Bob, and it shouldn't take us long to set the table today. We're guest-free. It's just Bob, Joe, and you. And you can weigh in all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. That number again to chime in, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. But to set the table, focus most of the way is going to be on the NBA, the NBA playoffs, NBA coaching carousel. And then when we're clear of all the NBA talk, we'll kind of move, as we move deeper into hour number two, we'll talk about the run for the roses, the Kentucky Derby. We'll recap that and weigh in with our thoughts on what we saw on Saturday from Churchill Downs. And then as time permits, perhaps we'll get to the big boxing match that took place on Saturday night in Las Vegas, the WBC middleweight title match between Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan, and some takeaways from that and where both of those fighters go from from Saturday night. Where do they go next?
Yes.
And that's pretty much our rundown for this Monday edition. A lot of NBA. A little thoroughbred racing as we look back at the run for the roses and look ahead quickly to the Preakness. And then a look back at Saturday night's big pay-per-view boxing match and a look ahead as to what's next for both of the combatants, the winner and the loser.
Yep. And it was a fun boxing match, and we will get to it. We promise that. But it's all about the NBA right now. And let's go back to Friday night, my friend.
All righty. Take us back to Friday night. You lead, I'll follow.
All right, well, as we know, Cleveland clinched over the course of the weekend, but taking it back to Friday night's action, their win against Atlanta in Atlanta kind of preset the table the same as we do every morning. And, you know, it Cleveland is impressive right now, Joe, and styles make fight. We were talking about Amir Khan and Canelo Alvarez. Well, this was a fight, and this was a mismatch really from Jump Street because similar styles – better talent on one side, the big three operating as the big three, and on Friday, a 121-108 domination by Cleveland over Atlanta as they took it away in the second half of that basketball game.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, that's a fair analysis, and I'll focus most of my energies on Cleveland and Atlanta when we move on to Sunday action and we talk about the game four clinching. You know, as that Friday action to me is so far in the rearview mirror as all those teams that played on Friday played again on Sunday. So
yes, they did.
I'll let you. So why don't we move along, continue along with the Friday action before we roll into the later weekend action, Bob?
Yep, exactly. Just setting it up for the Sunday platforms. And San Antonio, and as we talked about on Friday's show, Joe, we both had a feeling that home court really wasn't going to matter a whole hell of a lot because these teams are so evenly matched. And San Antonio proved that on Friday night when they won 100-96 in the Chesapeake Arena in Oklahoma City, and Kawhi Leonard had a monster game. Russell Westbrook tried to match. It was a real good game, and San Antonio edged them out on Oklahoma City's home court.
two tremendous basketball teams, two very evenly matched basketball teams that look like they're in for a very, very long series. And, you know, that Western Conference grind from the conference semifinals on through to the NBA Finals is certainly not going to be an easy one for any of the four teams remaining. And, you know, as we move along again to the later weekend action, we'll get a little deeper into what's going on with those Western Conference playoff matchups.
Yep, no question about it, which takes us on to the weekend and on to Saturday, and Toronto and Miami. Interesting series, and you know, credit to Toronto. Went on the road where they seemed to play better without the pressure of being in front of that home court and 20,000 inside, as we've talked about, and 20,000 outside, and they beat Miami Saturday night, 95-91.
Yeah, must-win game for the Toronto Raptors, and some big takeaways for me from these Saturday matchups, or this Saturday matchup in particular. Well, Kyle Lowry carried over that momentum that it looked like he seized at the back of Game 2 and brought it to Game 3. And really, from the opening tip to the final buzzer, Kyle Lowry was huge. It didn't start out where it was showing up in the scoring column, but it was showing up in other places, assists, defensive end of the floor. But boy, once they came out of the tunnel for the second half, Kyle Lowry's offense was huge in this game as he puts up 33 big points along with a couple of rebounds and a couple of assists and spurs the Toronto Raptors to that 95-91 victory, Bob. And, you know, what's interesting about this series now and these games between Toronto and Miami, three games in, all close, two go to overtime. Boy, these teams are working hard, number one. And number two, for both of them, it seems like every time they take two steps forward, in many ways they take two steps back. One seizes home court advantage, then gives it back. The other one gives it back, then takes it back. In the case of Toronto, Kyle Lowry finally becomes truly a positive factor in the series. And then they use, and then they lose Jonas Valanciunas for the balance of the series. So that's one of the things I've really noticed with that series. Two very talented teams, evenly fought, hard-fought contest. But at the end of the day, every time one gains something, they seem to give it back. Leads me to believe it's going to be a long series while Cleveland will be resting for the better part of a week to a week and a half. And ultimately, when whoever emerges out of this Eastern Conference semifinals emerges, they're going to be a little worse for wear as far as injuries, as far as the toll that the previous series took on them. And I think it'd be a major uphill battle for either of these teams to give Cleveland much of a battle in an Eastern Conference Finals. But right now, they're giving us some real entertaining basketball in close, hotly contested basketball games.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. And I want to piggyback what you said, because I think we need to focus first on Lowry. And look, these players are not immune to what is being said, what is being written about them, whether they're hearing it from their friends, whether they're hearing it when they go into a restaurant, whether they're watching SportsCenter, not watching SportsCenter, not watching the 50 million people like us who are breaking it down and analyzing each particular move that they're making. Kyle Lowry, for one game, had an answer, and he shut everybody up. And as you said, not so much offensively in the first half with his scoring on Saturday, but then answered it in the second half, shooting 11-19, made his free throws, and just all around played a game that he needed to play when they needed him to step up, got a little bit of support from his mates. Unfortunately, they lose Valanciunas, and you know, it's funny, if you look at Saturday's article on CBS Sports, they said, well, you know, precautionary x-rays and Whiteside's injury looks worse, which may end up being the case. But as of right now, Valanciunas has been ruled out of the series, and Whiteside has not. So,
Whiteside's day-to-day at this point, but I don't think we're going to see him for much of this series.
Probably not, and you know, when you look at it, as you said, very entertaining basketball going back and forth, but it's attrition right now. And whichever one of these teams come out, I would certainly give them a minimal chance against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And, you know, the give and take of this series, it Toronto just plays better on the road for whatever reason. And they went down to South Beach. They took care of their business. And now Miami has to answer. And when it comes to size now on this Miami basketball team, they're extremely limited. Yeah. And they're going to be playing small ball, and they better hope that they have a better small ball game than Toronto does, because Toronto is going to be limited as well.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Toronto loses Valanciunas, who really throughout this postseason has been their best offensive force and most consistent one. But yet they'll maintain, and actually maybe they gain an advantage in the post. And on the other side, I'll tell you why. We'll continue to explore some of the takeaways from the Raptors' victory over the Heat on Saturday before we roll into the second of the two Saturday contests, which was Golden State and Portland. We'll take your calls as well at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. At Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Before we went to the break, we were talking to some Toronto-Miami, and Joe proffered the opinion that somehow Toronto might be a little bit better off with Miami with injuries to both of the big men for their respective teams.
No, I think they definitely are. Don't get me wrong. Using losing Jonas Valanciunas will hurt the Toronto Raptors. He's been their most consistent offensive option this postseason. And in a postseason where on a night-in, night-out basis, you can't count on Kyle Lowry, you haven't been able to count on DeMar DeRozan, and each and every game there's had to be a different hero. The one guy that's been there every night on the offensive end, hitting the boards, has been Jonas Valanciunas. He's been the one guy that's been the constant for them. So I can't sugarcoat this. Losing him for the balance of this series is not going to help. But in a situation where both teams lost their starting center, I think Toronto comes out the better for it when they go to their reserves in comparison to Miami. Miami ends up going kind of small, and it's going to be Josh McRoberts, who's really a power forward and kind of a stretch four type guy, and Amare Stoudemire. They're both fairly dynamic scorers for reserve center types, but what they take away on the defensive end, they may be hard-pressed in their limited touches to make up for on the offensive end. And then maybe you can go extremely small, and you can throw a Udonis Haslem in there. He's always ready. He can defend any front court player, and he can give you enough on the offensive end. But I think the realities are, in a situation where you may see some small ball as a result of depth being depleted at the center position, I like what Toronto can throw out there a little better. I like Bismarck Biyombo.
Mm-hmm.
While he doesn't bring a ton on the offensive end, he's a terrific rebounder on both the offensive and defensive boards, and those offensive rebounds could turn into second-chance opportunities that may translate to points, whether they be for him or somebody else on that Raptors offense. But I love what he brings on the defensive end of the floor. And that's one place where they won't lose anything. They won't lose any defense swapping out Valanciunas for Bismarck Biyombo. They will lose something on the offensive end.
Right.
In the case of Miami, they lose something on both ends. At this point in their respective careers and playing the center position, neither Stoudemire nor Josh McRoberts brings as much to the table offensively as Hassan Whiteside. And they bring nothing to the table defensively at the center position. So I think when you net out the injuries, both teams get hurt significantly by losing their starting centers and centers that are on their way to becoming all-star caliber NBA centers. But I think Toronto has the tools to deal with it better by plugging in Bismarck Biyombo than Miami does by plugging in a combination of Josh McRoberts and Amare Stoudemire.
Yeah, I mean, I would say offensively, Toronto takes the bigger hit. Defensively, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Biyombo's just a better player defensively. I guess you're going to see a little Luis Scola in the middle as well when they need to alleviate Biyombo some. Or they could just go three guard and you know, put Patrick Patterson. I don't know how they're going to play it, to be honest about you. But, you know, Biyombo will give you the occasional offensive game. He did it once in this series, but not very often. He can intimidate on the inside. His biggest thing starting, I think, will be trying to stay out of foul trouble, because I think they're going to try to take it to him as much as possible. For Miami, Joe, it's, you know, yesterday Haslem got the majority of the minutes when Whiteside went down. But I think Spoelstra is probably going to end up playing it by ear. You mentioned McRoberts and Stoudemire. I think whoever's just playing good basketball is probably going to get the majority of the time till they're not playing good basketball or they get tired. They certainly can't make it up on defense, but I think Miami probably has more answers to compensate for any lost offense than Toronto has answers to compensate for that Valanciunas' lost offense.
I think you could make that case. The thing is, I think you said something very meaningful there. When Hassan Whiteside went out, who got the vast majority of the minutes? It wasn't Amare Stoudemire for all his offensive prowess. It wasn't Josh McRoberts for all his offensive prowess. It was Udonis Haslem. So that tells you something about the alleged offensive prowess that these guys have at this point in their respective careers. That's number one. Number two, the issues that they have on the defensive end of the floor are such that it's going to be hard to put them out on the floor.
Yeah.
So ultimately, when it's all said and done, any big offensive advantage those guys could bring you over a Bismarck Biyombo, who is a limited offensive player, gets mitigated by the fact that those guys aren't going to be on the floor much because their defense keeps them from being on the floor. So in my mind, and again, we're going to have to watch how all this plays out. I think for Toronto, in many ways, it's a lot more business as usual than it is for Miami, because Biyombo will step in there and they'll continue to get the defense and the rebounding and the other things that they got out of the center position. Somebody going to have to step up and make up for his limitations on the offensive end, and missing your best offense and losing your best offensive player as far as his consistency in the postseason is certainly going to hurt. But I really believe what he can bring on the defensive end of the floor mitigates any advantage that those Miami bigs on the offensive end have, because you're hard pressed to play them because of how bad they are on the defensive end of the floor. So yep. I think Toronto ends up netting out ahead in this deal as far as the battle of injured pivots. And I think it helps put themselves in a real good position to actually win this series. That said, in order to do that, they're going to need to continue to get big offensive contributions from Kyle Lowry. Without Valanciunas on the floor, they need somebody else to step up and play offense every night. Well, that guy maybe is the reborn Kyle Lowry. If it's not, the Raptors could be in some real trouble here.
Well, you know, and that's the thinking that I'm having here is, we got a nice game out of Lowry, and again, he hears it. He knows what's being said. Whether or not he can consistently do this to the conclusion of the series remains to be seen. But Joe, the body of work that I've seen out of Kyle Lowry indicates more that you could end up seeing a 75 or 80 point Toronto effort as opposed to them being able to pick up the slack of Valanciunas, because they just have not been consistent enough offensively to make me think that they're going to be able to do that against this Miami Heat team, regardless of the defensive limitations. And he's, you know, again, they're in position. They're up 2-1. But I need to see that second game out of him. I need to see that third game out of him. And history indicates you're not going to get that offensively out of Kyle Lowry.
You know, and that's a fair point. But as I said, you know, going back to game two, we speculated there had been so many issues with him on the offensive end and so much chatter. And he had the typical lousy offensive game two most of the way. And if you noticed, all of a sudden, when it mattered most, it was Kyle Lowry making some big shots that allowed Toronto to win game two and save their season. And we both speculated, hey, can he carry this momentum forward? Well, he did in a major way. So I'm wondering if game two was this change that allows Kyle Lowry to be in the postseason what he's been in the last several regular seasons, and do they get that Kyle Lowry finally in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's set in stone, but there's a chance maybe he's turned a corner, and if he has, that's a major, major plus in the column of the Toronto Raptors, and it'll allow them or put them in a better position to overcome the injury to Jonas Valanciunas and what they're losing on the offensive end with him. If he goes back to the Kyle Lowry playoff form that we're all used to, well, everything I said about Bismarck Biyombo and the defensive presence, it all goes out the window because of what you said. All of a sudden, Toronto's stuck at about 80 points, and that's probably not going to be enough to win games. So it'll be interesting to watch. Again, I guess my biggest takeaway from this, two pretty darn good teams, very entertaining series, two out of three games to overtime, all close. But at the end of the day, injuries, inconsistency, and the inability to dispatch the opposition quickly set them up to go out rather quickly in the Eastern Conference Finals when they face a well-rested, healthy, focused Cleveland Cavaliers group.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fair all the way around. And you know something, look, I mean, Kyle Lowry, nobody is doubting the guy's talent. It just, for whatever reason, it doesn't come to play in the playoffs. And maybe you're right. Maybe what we saw is playoff epiphany time for Kyle Lowry, and all of a sudden now he becomes the postseason force that he has been in the regular season on a relatively consistent basis. But, you know, again, history is history, and you only can go with the track record that you have. And, you know, with that being said, I'm not predicting doom and gloom necessarily because, look, Miami has their flaws that they're going to have to deal with too. But, you know, now that as these teams match up, they're two wounded animals. And whichever one responds the best is going to end up moving forward. But I think they're lambs being led to the slaughter against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well said, and a great summation of what's going on thus far in that series. Bob, on the other side, we'll wrap up and tie up any loose ends with Raptors Heat, move on to Warriors Blazers before we get into Sunday action. Your calls, of course, at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Span on Black Attack on Sports Byline right after this very short timeout.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA radio network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
I wouldn't go that far. I think we're a little better educated than that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And any final thoughts about this series other than the fact that it's probably just going to slog it out and may the best team win.
going to be a slugfest, Bob. It's going to be interesting, compelling basketball all the way through. And game four is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So I guess we'll have a real good grasp, perhaps, of where this series is going after game four. But again, these teams are so there's an unpredictable nature to both of them. And now dealing with injuries at the center position, both losing one of their key pieces, the series got even more unpredictable. But again, all in all, it's been a very compelling and entertaining series that, again, as you said, I thought the best thing you said was at the very end. Well, one of these two teams is going to emerge from a very entertaining, hard-fought, and long series and be lambs led to the slaughter as they are going to get blown out by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Not anything else I can add to it, my friend.
All right. What do you say we swing to Warriors and Blazers? And, you know, the Warriors look like they had the Blazers, in my mind, dead and buried after that big fourth quarter comeback that allowed them to take game two. In my mind, the Blazers were done. It was like letting air out of a balloon. You know, yes, the Warriors are undermanned, but they're still, even without Steph Curry, they're more talented than this Portland Trail Blazers team. And we talked about it. There were not much expectations for this Trail Blazers team coming into the season. They surprised all of us, made the playoffs. Then good fortune smiles upon them as the Los Angeles Clippers are beset by injuries, and they manage to take care of their business, and they advance to the Western Conference semifinals, where they take on a Golden State Warriors team that, even without their best player, conventional wisdom says that the Warriors are better than they are. And, you know, game one, Warriors won on their home floor. You're like, okay, fine. You know, an NBA playoff series doesn't really start until the home team loses a game. So Warriors take care of their business in game one, impressive fashion. Game two, the Warriors weren't great, and the Blazers led for big chunks of this game. And there was this huge, and they got off to the big-time start in game two. But then the big fourth-quarter comeback by the Warriors in game two led me to believe, boy, that's going to sap everything. You know, some losses are a loss, and some losses are like three losses. That one felt like three losses for the Portland Trail Blazers, and I just thought they were going to go back to Portland in game three, and the Warriors were just going to step on them and take care of their business and get themselves in a position for a short series. So I'd like to give the Trail Blazers a lot of credit for, you know, fighting back and battling and having that ability to never say die when many of us had them dead and buried. They didn't get the memo. They fought hard. They battled back. They take care of their business in game three. And now this thing is a series because the home team has not lost a game. And if they come back in another big effort from Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and their backcourt outdoes the Golden State backcourt, and Golden State plays lousy defense like they did in game three, mm-hmm. they turn the ball over, and those turnovers lead to big points for Portland. All of a sudden, this one could be knotted 2-2. So after game two, we had them all dead and buried. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, tomorrow morning, this game ends. And we're looking and we're saying to ourselves, boy, the Warriors have their work cut out for them. And they may have to rush Steph Curry back in order to get out of this series.
Well, you know something, Joe, taking it all the way back to the preview when we discussed this series and Steph was hurt. We talked about the fact that if Portland had any chance at all, they had to exploit what would be their advantage in the backcourt. And it's not that it's a pronounced advantage, because Klay Thompson is going to put up points and he can pretty much negate anything that the other guys do as far as scoring. However, if you're getting the contribution from both of the guards in Portland, and look, Damian Lillard had an out-of-body experience in game three with 40 points. Well, Klay Thompson had 35. The difference was C.J. McCollum coming up with 22 additional points. And then the quiet assassin in the playoffs for Portland thus far is Aminu. He's had a very solid playoffs all the way through thus far, Joe, and they're getting contributions. They cleaned up glass-wise. They had a nice job on the glass. They're big guys that contributed, Plumlee, Aminu, Ed Davis off the bench. And you know, they got what needed to be done. It wasn't that they out-rebounded them. They didn't, but they were key rebounds, and their big men did what they needed to do. The only chance they had was the backcourt coming through. The backcourt came through in game two. You saw some of it. But game three, They dropped the hammer and they were like, all right, we're not going to let game two happen again. Let's take care of our business. And we got a real shot in this series. I don't know if Russian Steph back is going to make a difference, quite frankly, but game on. Nobody's lost home court thus far. And in this series, it actually does matter.
Fair statement. Again, as I said, a lot of tenacity from Portland. You know, from the outside looking in, I don't think there were very many people that do what we do that thought they had a chance after game two. Not because the home team had lost a game or anything like that, but there are some defeats you watch and you say,
"Yep,
that's going to take the wind right out of their sails." And that was my impression of that game two defeat. I had a funny feeling game three in Portland, Golden State would get off to that big start, find themselves up 14, 16 points middle of the second quarter, and you'd be getting ready to say goodbye to the Portland Trailblazers. That didn't happen by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, give the Trailblazers credit. They weathered a big start by Klay Thompson, and late in the game, it was Damon Lillard, it was C.J. McCollum, and it was the Portland Trailblazers making the big shots and getting the big defensive stops. Give them a lot of credit.
Yep.
You know, for tenacity and having a never-say-die attitude that I wasn't sure they were going to be able to bring to the table for Game 3. And now, all of a sudden, you know, you talk about momentum and having a good feeling. Now you're in Game 4. You're in your building. You kind of have an idea what you need to do to beat Golden State. They're a little wounded. They're on their heels. You get off to the good start in game four, and now all of a sudden you got something. Because if you take care of your business in your building, now look what happens. It's a three-game series. Yeah, your opposition has home court advantage, but now nothing's easy. And here's a team with incredible expectations that have been heaped upon them because of their historic regular season. And I know they handle things brilliantly, but all of a sudden they're pushed when they weren't supposed to be pushed. Their backs are against the wall. In essence, this seven-game series turns into a three-game series.
Mm-hmm.
Does the collar tighten around them a little bit? Do they get tight? They may not have their best player to lean on because I don't know when we're going to see Steph. And if they do get Steph back, what Steph are they getting back? They're getting one that wouldn't have played a basketball game for over 2 weeks and is nursing injuries. So how much help your best player can be remains to be seen. But if Portland takes care of their business here, and that's why this game is so huge, all of a sudden the worm turns in many ways in this series, and we are poised to have a very long series where the Golden State Warriors are going to have to battle very, very, very hard. And they're going may have to press their star player back into service. We don't know how ready he's going to be. So there'll be a lot of issues that the Golden State Warriors are dealing with. And this young Portland Trailblazers group, they don't know. I guess they didn't get the memo. They don't know that they're supposed to roll over and lay down like the Houston Rockets did. But, boy, they win tonight, and things get real interesting.
Oh, no question about it. And, I mean, again, that's why I said the home court in this series matters so much, just because of the fact that that opportunity was there for Portland in game two. They knew it. And when they went back home, they were bound and determined not to lose that home court. And, you know, I can't tell you how impressed I was with this team in Portland taking care of their business. And I'll equate it to what happened with Cleveland and Atlanta, Joe, because Cleveland went in there and bitch slapped Atlanta in game three. And even though game four was a tight basketball game, you knew it was a fait accompli at some point, even if they had lost that game, because Cleveland just took the air out of their balloon in game three. Portland was determined not to let that happen. They were right on the cusp in game two. Therefore, they knew they could compete. Game three, they took care of their business. Game four, that place is going to be rocking and rolling. And Golden State is going to be hard-pressed to win this basketball game. They really are, because Portland can sense the fact that they can stay on the court with these guys now. They showed it, and they're down their best player. The pressure now, and you talk about a team that, you know, there were minimal expectations out of the Portland Trailblazers. The pressure is all on Golden State right now as far as they got to take care of this tonight and steal this win. Otherwise, as you said, it's best of three. The collar tightens. There's no room for error on that team. They can't lose their home court. And do they make the decision to rush Steph Curry back? And if they do, what do they get?
All questions I asked. Really, this game is so pivotal. And the worm can turn very quickly based on the outcome of this game, Bob.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again,
and they're fighting like tigers to keep this home court. And I would expect nothing less than the kind of effort that they gave in game three.
I think that's a fair statement. Boy, you know, I'm watching these playoffs set up, and in hour two, we're going to talk about, I guess, an assumption or an opinion that I've formulated as a result of everything that's transpired. You know, as we kind of wrap up this hour, we'll get you ready to talk about the Sunday action very quickly, look ahead quickly to tonight's action. And then, you know, I'm going to throw something out there. We've talked about it a little bit. We've danced around it. But I'll throw it out there. I want to get your thoughts on it. Then we'll get into the coaching carousel. And then we'll get into the other things within the world of sports in hour two. It's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we want you to weigh in all the way through on any of these NBA topics from, you know, your take on Toronto and Miami. How do you see the injuries and the reemergence of Kyle Lowry? How do you see that series shaking out? Your thoughts on the Cavaliers and how they dismantled the Atlanta Hawks. Your thoughts on Golden State and how much trouble they're really in. These are all topics you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. And for those that prefer Twitter, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA.
I'll leave you with this, my friend, as we get ready to go up against the break. How impressed are you with the Portland Trailblazer organization going to war with this unit over the course of the season and being able to achieve what they've been able to achieve?
Been extremely impressed, Bob. I don't think any of us thought we were going to get this out of them. I don't think anybody thought they had a chance to make the Western Conference playoffs. You know, after losing guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and Nicholas Batum and Robin Lopez. But the emergence of Al-Farouq Aminu as a legitimate offensive weapon coupled with his defense, the continued growth, C.J. McCollum stepping right in for Wes Matthews and not missing a beat. Trailblazers are on their way. They'll have an opportunity to upgrade talent. They're going to be dangerous in the West for a while because their core is incredibly young. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Span on Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano. And, you know, Joe, before we went to the break, we were just talking about the fact that with all the attrition that they had, Portland did one hell of a job not only getting into the playoffs, but winning a series and now being real competitive against the defending champion. And it starts at the top with Paul Allen, who's willing to spend money. Terry Stotts has done a really fine job. And you know, their upper management all the way around has really done a terrific job of refitting this team again.
Way to rebuild on the fly in a way that nobody expected, Bob. I mean, there's really not much more I can say. And they'll have salary cap flexibility, a young roster with the ability to grow, and in an incredibly competitive Western Conference, why not the Portland Trailblazers? I think Terry Stotts is a hell of a coach. They got the star lead guy. They got a real good second banana in C.J. McCollum. A little more quality scoring up front. They're very, very dangerous, Bob.
Yeah.
Are they the best the West has to offer? As long as you have Golden State and San Antonio around and OKC as they're constituted, it's hard to break that big three with the Clippers right behind them. But, hey, with a couple of good breaks in the offseason, unlike in the recent past, the worm may turn long term for the Portland Trailblazers. And out the door for hour one, little breaking news. Here's a shocker, Steph Curry to be named the NBA MVP for the second year in a row.
Yeah, shocking. Maybe
on
not
that
so
note,
much.
Yeah, not so much, right? On that note, we step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the aforementioned Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says House Speaker Paul Ryan's refusal to endorse him blindsided him.
I don't think it hurts me at all, and I'd like to have his support, but if he doesn't want to support me, that's fine, and we have to go about it.
The likely GOP nominee on NBC's Meet the Press saying that he was surprised because a call from the Wisconsin representative 3 weeks earlier was nice and encouraging. Trump and Ryan meeting this week. The heavy weather that pounded parts of Colorado over the weekend threatening destruction across four states today. East Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri in line for the kind of weather that produced more than a dozen tornadoes in eastern Colorado. And a civil trial over the deadly 2012 Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting gets underway today. 27 families suing Cinemark, the company that owns the Century 16 Theater in Aurora, for lack of proper security measures. This is USA Radio News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The new police chief in Ferguson, Missouri, starts his new job today. Delrish Moss is being sworn in as the St. Louis suburb's first African-American police chief. Experts say he'll be tasked with bringing the community back together after the fallout over the police shooting death of Michael Brown. A new report out on data breaches is prompting a Silicon Valley-based cybersecurity firm to warn companies to protect themselves from hackers.
Stephen Gates is the chief research analyst with NS Focus International Business Division, and he says protecting against hacking goes back to patching systems.
So the recommendation, especially in the consumer world, is making sure that you're, you know, keeping those Windows updates.
Gates says sometimes updates to software just don't happen.
Many times these systems are not set up to automatically update. So it requires a user to kind of get involved in making sure these systems are updated.
He says you can really reduce your system's vulnerability.
Randy Fuller reporting more young children getting poisoned from e-cigarettes. A recent study showing the number of poisonings involving kids under five increasing. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The leader of Al-Qaeda blasts ISIS and tells Syrian opposition jihadis they must unite or die. Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri making the appeal in an audio recording posted online. The successor to Osama bin Laden slamming ISIS as extremists and renegades. Al-Zawahiri saying ISIS followers would eventually move away from the terrorist group's beliefs and brutal methods. He said university for non-ISIS opposition fighters is a matter of life or death. A pilot crashes on top of a building Sunday evening. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero is following that story.
The pilot of a small plane is in the hospital after crash landing onto the roof of a building in the Los Angeles area. The pilot was airlifted to a hospital after the plane went down in Pomona, California. Officials say he suffered some moderate injuries. I'm Anthony Lucero.
This is National Women's Health Week. Senior correspondent Jason Word has the story.
The Department of Health and Human Services decided Mother's Day week is a great week for National Women's Health Week. Joe Wasserman of the HHS told USA Radio News on the HHS website, womenshealth.gov, there's tips for women of all ages.
And they can look by the decade that they're in, what step women can take to live a healthy life, no matter what age.
Wasserman added the HHS wants women to realize that it's okay to take the time necessary to maintain good health. I'm Jason Wirt.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if you're looking to reach us via Twitter, which many of you are apt to do. And, you know, we have all kinds of ways to get to us, listen to the show, listen to the network, and everything else. It's all about radio on the go, the various different platforms and ways you can go about getting the Attack. And Joe has pretty much all the devices ever invented and some that are in the pipeline. So he's here to talk about it with you, and he knows more than I do.
Yeah, that's very true, Bob, and we could say that about most things. But
not really.
And that said, let's dive into devices, and we both know I know a lot about devices. There are a number of ways to take advantage of those devices and check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Or go to our homepage, check out the wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. There's all that and more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe there's a couple you can't think of that you can download it to. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. A versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. A wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack, as well as all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
A relationship we're quite proud of, and hopefully it continues far, far into the future.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hour or two, start knocking things down. That's all next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
I don't know. We know some things. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56 at Bob Black 71. Of course, at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Let's set the table for hour two, my friend.
Well, that's easy, Bob. We'll get into the Sunday action. We'll look ahead to the Monday action. I'm going to bounce a theory of mine out there that will bounce back and forth based on what we've watched unfold in front of us on the as it relates to the NBA playoffs, NBA coaching carousel, and time permitting, hit all the other sports news, be it the Kentucky Derby, be it the big boxing match, be it some Major League Baseball. That's the rundown for hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, and your calls are welcome all the way through on any of these topics, in particular the NBA ones right now. We've thrown a bunch of them out there, so weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529, or on Twitter, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA.
No question about it. So this theory that you have and you would like to expound upon.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that last. Let's run down.
All
let's
right.
run down, as I said in the open here, let's run down the Sunday action. Let's preview the Monday action. Then we'll get to my theory and my take on what's unfolding in front of us here in the NBA playoffs. Then we'll go to the coaching carousel. And then, time permitting, we'll get to the Kentucky Derby and the big boxing match that took place this weekend, WBC middleweight title matchup.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. I always love your theories. And, you know, we have some of our own. And we like to bounce them back and forth. But Cleveland taking care of their business on Sunday, 100-99 against Atlanta, and Atlanta going out in four. Not that, you know, they shame themselves in any way, shape, or form, but this was just a mismatch from start. And they didn't just fold the tent on Sunday, but LeBron James hitting a clutch shot at the end, winning the basketball game for Cleveland, and they win 4-0, and they get to rest and see who they're going to end up facing in either Toronto or Miami.
Well said, Bob. And, you know, Cleveland's been a remarkable 8-0 in this postseason. You know, they had a couple of tough matchups with Detroit, but at the end of the day, they took care of their business, went out 4-0, and looked fairly impressive in doing so. Then they get an Atlanta Hawks team that they match up very well against, and they've really hit another gear, and they've been dominant in this series. A couple of the games were fairly close, a couple of them were blowouts. but it's an undefeated Cavs right now through two rounds of the playoffs. They get that rest that you talked about that I think is extremely valuable for a veteran group that runs its core pretty hard. But, man, you know, when you look at what they've done in this series, and we'll take this game first. You talk about LeBron hitting the big shot in the fourth to win the game. He was big that entire fourth quarter. Six of his 21 points, three big offensive rebounds, a couple of key assists, and that big block. You know, he was huge in fueling that fourth quarter win and making sure that the Cleveland Cavaliers won this game in the fourth quarter. But one of my big takeaways, Atlanta was back against the wall 3-0. You knew they had to come out and start big. And they did that. They put up 36 points. So you're saying to yourself, you put up 36, you should really be in control. Well, they were, but they only found themselves up 9 because they gave up 27 of their own in their big quarter. And then from there, each and every quarter, Cleveland started slicing into the lead and slicing into the lead. And then the next thing you know, as the third rolls into the fourth, the entire lead had evaporated. And despite it being nip and tuck down the stretch, I just had that feeling. You know what? Atlanta did the best they could do. They put up a 36-point first quarter, and they've watched the entire lead evaporate before their very eyes as Cleveland wore them down and wore them down. And the next thing you know, in the fourth quarter, there is no Atlanta Hawks lead. So once I saw that starting to unfold, I said, Cleveland's going to find a way to win this game. And they really did in the fourth quarter. You know, it was really a situation where at crunch time, Cleveland out-executed Atlanta. They got to all the 50-50 balls. LeBron was brilliant. And Cleveland gets that much-coveted week plus off as they wait for the winner of Toronto and Miami in Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, not much to disagree with there, Joe. I mean, when you looked at it, there was balance throughout the lineup. They never panicked after Atlanta got off to the big start, and they just crawled back into it slowly but surely. I felt the same as you. It's as it started to change in the third quarter into the fourth quarter that they were just going to take the game away from them. It wasn't that, you know, they won going away. They didn't. It was a hell of a basketball game and could have gone down either way at the end. But then again, LeBron James, when the ball is in his hand, he can do pretty much whatever he wants, even at this stage in his career. He was looking to drive past Paul Millsap. It didn't play out that way. He took a shot that was not an easy shot in any way, shape, or form, but he elevated over the slightly taller player and drained it. And they go home 4-0.
Actually, Millsap's 2 inches shorter than LeBron. LeBron's
is he
6'9".
Really? I thought Millsap's like a legit 6'9".
No, Millsap is only 6'7". He's an undersized 4.
See, all right, Atlanta is so an inch shorter.
Yeah, you know, well, LeBron's about 6'9", so he's about an inch and a half, 2 inches shorter. Millsap's only 6'7". He's an undersized 4, like Horford is an undersized 5, but he's an extremely effective 4. So yeah, the rise and fire becomes easier when LeBron has the 2-inch height advantage as well.
Well, you know, the reality, though, it was a tough shot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And, you know, he was looking to drive past him, couldn't get the edge. Millsap played it as well as he could. And LeBron, as usual, rises to the occasion. And, you know, any conversation about LeBron James, just, you know, please, please stop the big moment conversations. He is the big moment.
He was on Sunday, that's for sure. He dominated that fourth quarter. He makes the big shot. And this fourth quarter really was all about LeBron James and the execution of the Cleveland Cavaliers down the stretch.
Well, I mean, Joe, you know, how many times have we talked about it? He gets bashed left and right. Passes too much, doesn't do this, doesn't do that, doesn't do, I mean, for crying out loud, what kind of basketball are you watching here? And look, you know, we said it when it broke, Steph Curry wins the MVP again, but, you know, you could have made the argument last year that LeBron single-handedly willed that team into the finals and was as good as anybody that was playing in the league. Granted, they gave it to Curry and deservedly so, but it's not like LeBron James has slid back to where he's the 10th best player in the league. If anything, he's the second best player in the league. And many will still make the argument he's the best player in the league. So
might be the best player in sneakers right now. All apologies to Steph Curry. We're watching what's going on, Bob.
Yep. And, you know, when he gets on those kind of moments and that kind of stage, this is what he does. And it's never, to me anymore, unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, and one thing about Cleveland, 8-0 in the postseason, they got things humming. And we've talked about it a lot over the last couple of weeks. The changes that Tyronn Lue made as far as the pace of play to speed it up and to get this rotation to have a bunch of players on the floor with LeBron that he likes to play with, those floor spacer guys. LeBron will sacrifice everything for the sake of floor spacers, and he really wants to function as the primary point guard and facilitate the offense of others, and that's what he's done here. And this big three as a result has been great this entire postseason, and they were great again last night. 66 of the 100 Cleveland Cavaliers points came from the big three. They got other contributions, but it's really all about that big three. And it's all about the record-setting pace as it relates to shooting threes. Now, when you talk about teams that dominate from the perimeter and hit threes, you always think of the Golden State Warriors, don't you?
Right.
Well,
right
now the team that's doing the best work behind the arc is not the Golden State Warriors. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. They hit 15-plus threes again, 16 last night. 43% from three for game four. First team, and these are a couple interesting numbers that spotlight how dominant they've been from behind the arc. First team in NBA history, regular or postseason, to make 15-plus threes in four straight games. And for the series, Bob, 77 for 152 from three. That's almost 51% from three for a four-game series. If that doesn't spotlight how well the big three is flowing and how dominant this offense is from the perimeter, I really don't know what does, Bob.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. But you know something? You know what facilitates it as much as anything? Their ability to move the basketball. Everybody with the big three moves the basketball. And what ends up happening? You end up with mismatches. And you end up with
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
And no question about it. Welcome back to the Attack. And, you know, we got our shine boxes, we got our shoe shine boys, we got our polish, and we got our shoes, which is most important when you are walking in the street. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Before we went to the break, Joe, we were talking about Cleveland, and you brought up great stats as far as their ability to hit the three. They're the three-point shooting team in this tournament thus far. And honestly, you know, their ability to move the basketball, the big three. And as I was saying as we went into the break, J.R. Smith not having a particularly good game yesterday, but even when he's on, he can move the basketball around. It turns into a big three and a mini one. And look, there's always opportunity. And nobody on that team shies away from a shot. It's why they're as successful as they are. The big three firing on all cylinders, and that basketball moves. It never stays in one spot.
Right. I mean, and they've made a concerted effort under Tyronn Lue, and you saw it at the back end of the season, but it really didn't pay any dividends.
Yeah.
Now in the second season, it's paying dividends. They've made a concerted effort to speed up the pace of play, and they've made a concerted effort to get floor spacers on the floor with LeBron James. And it's at the expense of any sort of rim protection element. You know, with Tristan Thompson on there, they don't lose all that much on defense. He's a very good position defender, albeit a little undersized to be playing the five. But they give up a ton on the defensive end, and it's more than made up for by what they get on the offensive end. But they give up a lot when it's either Kevin Love or Channing Fry playing the center position. Neither of them defend the center position at all. But what you get is LeBron James at the point guard, basically having the ability to drive, take advantage of his great vision, facilitate the offense of others, and four floor spacers on the floor. There's not a guy to clog up anything on the interior because they're all standing around the perimeter shooting threes.
Yep,
and it's worked brilliantly. They get floor spacing, ball movement, everything else. And it's worked brilliantly. I don't know that anybody can challenge them and make them pay for what they're giving up on defense, as long as this offense is flowing like this. It's something very interesting to watch.
No question about it. And I mean, look, should it get as far as them and Golden State, and Golden State is as healthy as they could be, I'll be curious if then it ends up being something that they pay for. But as it stands right now, they're playing the best basketball in the tournament as far as just the ability to close things out quickly. They're taking care of their opposition, as you said, 8-0 thus far. And the other teams and the teams out west, and we expected a slugfest involving San Antonio and OKC, but it'll be interesting to see the attrition that happens out of all of this. And of course, Golden State is hurt, and they're particularly vulnerable right now. So if Cleveland can stay healthy and get to the final, they're going to have a real good chance of coming home with rings.
And we'll talk about that as we move along. But I want to get to the last of the matchups from yesterday, the nightcap of the double dip. Thunder over the Spurs, 111-97. This one's knotted up 2 games apiece. And it looks like the Spurs, or for that matter, the Thunder, are in for a long series. And, you know, coming into the playoffs, we all assumed the Western Conference Finals would be Golden State and San Antonio. Well, it certainly at this point looks like there's varying degrees of doubt as it relates to that matchup. There's still a chance that we get that, but there's also a chance now in both of these series to varying degrees that we don't get that matchup in the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, you look at this game, Oklahoma City, known for their troubles, closing out in the fourth quarter. No such problems on Sunday evening. Durant, huge in the fourth quarter, 17 big fourth quarter points on 6 of 6 from the field. He chips in with 41 overall, but what was so great was 29 points in the second half on 10 of 13 from the field. You know, he wasn't much of a positive factor in the first half, going just 4 of 12 for only 12 points. But, boy, he turned on the Jets in the second half, and particularly in that fourth quarter. And going home, the team that traditionally doesn't close in OKC dominated at crunch time. And that was a very, very impressive effort, as the last 4 minutes really were all OKC. And this one ended up being a laugher.
Yep. And you know something, Joe? Look, Durant's numbers jump off the page at you. However, additional things. The assist difference, huge between the two teams. Dion Waiters, all of a sudden, you know, yeah, exactly. Actual point production out of a two-guard on this Oklahoma City basketball team. And, Joe, let's not discount what Steven Adams has been able to do in the playoffs.
He of the cheesy mustache.
Yes, and the very odd habits off the court. But 16 points and 11 boards and a defensive presence on that basketball team. And, you know, look, I said it at the top of the show. This is a series where the home court is almost irrelevant because the teams are so evenly matched. And it's a give-and-take situation on any particular night. You cannot say just because one team is on their particular home court that night that there's a decided advantage, because the other team is impervious to being on somebody else's home court. They're never fazed by it. You know, San Antonio has certainly been down the path many, many times. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, this is a war. I mean, this is a flat-out war between two great basketball teams. And the funny thing is, regardless of which one comes out, I don't know that they're going to have enough left in the tank, even if they get to the finals, to beat a Cleveland Cavalier team. I'm loving watching this series. I'm absolutely loving it.
Great series. I thought you made great points about ball movement. OKC struggled with ball movement all postseason long and all series long. You know, they do a lot of ISO basketball, a lot of one-on-one. They pound that basketball. Westbrook was terrific leading the way. He had 15 assists alone in this game. Meanwhile, OKC as a team in Game 3 only had 14.
Right.
And I thought you made great points about Dion Waiters. Him instead of Andre Roberson on the floor at crunch time in the fourth quarter because of what he could bring on the offensive end of the court. We also saw Enes Kanter on the floor in the fourth quarter, something we usually don't see because we normally talk about how bad a defensive player he is. He brought defense yesterday in that fourth quarter, 3 big offensive rebounds, and he can always score in the post. He always brings that. But he brought those other things that allowed Billy Donovan to take that calculated risk and have it pay off in a major way in the fourth quarter, as down the stretch it was Kanter and Adams on the court together.
Yep.
Along with the big two, and you mentioned him, Dion Waiters. And really in this game it was close throughout. And it was a situation where San Antonio had the lead 85-79 with 11 minutes left. And the team that usually doesn't close games well outscored the San Antonio Spurs, veteran-laden team that always maximizes opportunities, 34-16 in the fourth quarter on their way to this victory. A must-win game it was for OKC. And they won it. They squared the series at 2 games apiece. And, boy, you got a whiz-banger in a long series that is truly anybody's series. And Game 5, man, on Tuesday night in San Antonio, that's going to be something else, because I guarantee the Spurs are going to bring adjustments to the table and a level of intensity that maybe you didn't see in Game 4. The execution will be better. The adjustments will be better. You won't see a 7-for-21 fourth quarter again. You won't see only 12 assists in the game. I think you'll see more than 12 minutes from Tim Duncan with no shots. And I guarantee you this, on the defensive end of the floor, They're not going to allow OKC to shoot it at 50% from the field and 57% in the second half. That's for sure. That doesn't mean necessarily that San Antonio wins the game. This size and athletic size that OKC has can give and has given at times San Antonio fits.
Yeah, I have nothing to disagree with. I mean, you know, when you look at it statistically, Joe, wasn't it San Antonio shot all that bad? They shot at 47%. But the big area where they didn't, 2-for-12 from deep. And that was a big difference in this basketball game going down the stretch. Couldn't make a three-pointer to save their life. Couldn't make a shot in the fourth to really save their life. But particularly the threes, I don't think you'll see that again. I, you know, the guys didn't shy away from the shots. They just didn't fall.
No, I will tell you this. And if there was anything that OKC did wrong in this game, and they were pretty close to perfect. They played a great game. They really
did.
Russell Westbrook has to do a better job of guarding Tony Parker in game four than he did in game three. Because if he doesn't, you couple it with some of the other things that may happen in game five, I should say, as opposed to game four. If he doesn't, coupled with some of the adjustments and some of the changes in how game five unfolds, I think that could be the difference. You know, we'll see. I happen to think game five on Tuesday is going to be incredibly intriguing. And my overall takeaway from what we're watching, what we're seeing is an Eastern Conference that sets up for Cleveland to not be taxed at all. And we talked about why, the inconsistency and injuries that the remaining teams in the playoffs in the East are dealing with. And out West, you got the very best team, perhaps, dealing with injuries to their best player. And the other remaining teams battling their own inconsistencies. Going to be long series out West. Cleveland's going to be left standing waiting, and they'll be a lot rested and a lot healthier than whoever they play in the NBA Finals. We'll talk about that next on the Attack, so keep it where it is.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian Alvarez.
Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And before we went to the break, Joe alluded to the fact, you know, the war of attrition out in the West, and you know, what will they have left to go against the Cleveland Cavaliers if Cleveland comes out, which we both think they will. And I, you know, I mentioned that at the top of hour two, Joe. It's just, you know, we're projecting a little bit, but there's such good teams out in the West. I mean, nobody's questioning the talent, but we knew once they got to the semifinals, if everything stood to form, that Golden State, San Antonio, and OKC would be three of the four teams left standing. And, you know, they're just that good. There's so much talent. But that also means you're talking about extended series and physical series and energy expending series. And when you get to the finals against a more than likely well-rested Cleveland Cavalier team, what are you going to have left in the tank? It raises an interesting question.
Yeah. And I think with that question being raised, the biggest thing that I've gleaned in watching these last couple of weeks of NBA playoff action is that now at this point, with the Cleveland Cavaliers now being the most offensively efficient and best offensive team, all of these teams remaining in the NBA postseason, they're right now, they're doing a better job on the offensive end of the Golden State Warriors. Yep. They play with pace. They do a better job of shooting the three than the Golden State Warriors. They may have the best player in sneakers. If he isn't Steph Curry, he's LeBron James. And I think when you put it all together, just based on how everything is coming together, the injuries to the remaining teams in the Eastern Conference playoff chase, that leads me to believe, as you talked about in hour one, that whoever Cleveland faces in the Eastern Conference finals is a lamb being led to slaughter, and it will be a very short series. And if Cleveland stays healthy, as they have thus far in the postseason, they will get to the NBA Finals rested, healthy, and ready. The teams out West, you talked about the war of attrition. Whoever comes out, whether it be OKC, whether it be Golden State, whether it be Portland, or whether it be San Antonio, will have had a lot tougher road to hoe. And depending on who it is, they may not be 100% healthy and ready to go. And for all those reasons, in my mind, the Cleveland Cavaliers are, I'll come out and say it, they're an overwhelming favorite at this point in my mind to win the NBA Finals. I think they're the overwhelming favorite to become the NBA champions just because of how this road is laying out for them. They're going to have such an edge in either health, rest, or offensive efficiency and consistency over whoever they play against in the NBA Finals, that I'm comfortable in anointing them the odds-on favorite to win the NBA title.
Yeah, I'm not quite there. And the team that I will put up as the barrier to that would be San Antonio, because it just going on the assumption that Steph is not going to be Steph. And I would think it would be an advantage Cleveland, and I think it would clear the path for them to win. Oklahoma City, they have their moments defensively, but they don't play great defense on a consistent basis. San Antonio does, and they have the best defensive player in the game in Kawhi Leonard, and they have other players on that basketball team that are committed to defense. Cleveland does not play as good a defense on a consistent basis as what you would like. And if it comes down to a situation where Cleveland is frustrated offensively by San Antonio, I think that particular matchup, rested or not rested, would give Cleveland some pause, and it would end up being a lengthy, hard-fought series.
Fair enough. we were time is going to be the thing that tells.
We're going to find out. They got to get there first.
Right. Absolutely right. Somebody's got to get there to face Cleveland, and Cleveland themselves have to get there. But on May 9th, 2016, in my mind, they're the overwhelming favorites to win the NBA title. You want to stay in the NBA real quick and dive into the NBA coaching carousel? You want to go Kentucky Derby, or you want to go WBC middleweight title? Where you want to go and in what order?
Well, let's go coaching carousel quickly, and because we'll stick with the NBA. Just head-scratching decisions, Joe, by both Indiana and Memphis, in my mind.
We talked about Indiana back end of last week.
Right.
That one's a head-scratcher. Then on Friday, Friday after we go off the air, it's announced that Dave Yeager has been dismissed by the Memphis Grizz. Every bit the same head-scratcher to me for a lot of the same reasons. Nothing but success there. Took the team to the playoffs each and every year. What he did this year with an undermanned roster, not only due to injuries, but also due to a front office making trades that was going to benefit this team in the short and long-term future by giving them salary cap flexibility at the expense of the 2015-2016 Memphis Grizzlies, yet Dave Yeager found a way to get this group to the playoffs, yet they dismiss him, much the way they dismissed Lionel Hollins a few years back. They can't keep firing coaches and thinking that the next man up is going to have more success. Because the truth is, when you look at the candidates out there, much like we talked about with Vogel and Indiana, there's no candidate out there to me that has a better track record and does a better job or is an upgrade over either of these two coaches. And a matter of fact, every one of them, in my mind, is a downgrade from these two coaches. And the proof in many ways is in the pudding. Dave Yeager is going to be the next head coach of the Sacramento Kings.
Yep.
The minute he got fired, they had the plane out there. They picked him up in Memphis. They picked the family up in Nebraska. They had him out there talking all weekend, and it looks like it's a done deal. Dave Yeager's taken off the market incredibly quickly by the Sacramento Kings, and it looks like these two coaches are going to get hired at new stops before the teams that let them go hire their replacements. And to me, I think their replacements are not going to have the kind of success that they had at their previous stops. And these two coaches will do things at their new stops that haven't been done before.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. It certainly looks as if Memphis is in for a rebuild. They're anticipating losing players. They're getting old. They're all the things that we have talked about. And maybe they just think that Yeager isn't the guy for the job to do the rebuild. Okay, I can understand that. But, you know, the reality is the guy has had success in a big-time way, and he got snatched off the market or is about to be snatched off the market so quickly that it makes your head spin. So his respect around the league within organizations isn't even questioned. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, look at the list, too, Joe, of who they're throwing up there as the possible candidates. It's the same five guys that have been mentioned for every open job in the NBA, and yet none of them have been hired. And to me, you know, and look, you and I both voiced our opinions about Mark Jackson being blown out of Golden State. You know, what are you going to do, retread Jeff Van Gundy? What are you going to do, retread Mike D'Antoni? These are not answers to your questions. And these are guys that I can't even begin to say that they're going to go into the seat in any of these given franchises and be able to do the job. I don't see it in any way, shape, or form. And like I said, the proof is in the pudding. It's the same five guys being mentioned for every single job that's open. And yet
they don't get a job.
Hired. That's
none
right.
of them get hired. Van Gundy, I mean, people, you know, some time away from the Houston Rockets seems to have made people forget just how lousy a job Jeff Van Gundy did in Houston.
Yeah.
People all the time. You remind people all the time of how bad a job he did in Houston. Every time they mention him as a coaching candidate, you make sure to make sure that nobody forgets. Hey guys, did you watch what he did in Houston with the talent they had there in what was a far weaker Western Conference? He never got him out of the first round.
Right.
He was horrible in Houston.
Let's
Mike
play
D'Antoni. God, I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, you know, let's play 80s basketball. And if he's actually looking for a job, which I don't think he is, the very first question I ask him before his ass hits the chair. Is, you know, you're going to be able to play up-tempo 2016 NBA basketball? If the answer is, well, you know, I bring my own stuff. Nice talking to you, Jeff. Well, I'm not saying I'm not saying he doesn't know basketball, Joe. But just his style? I mean, please. Go ahead. Run with Mike D'Antoni.
You know, and with D'Antoni, where's the last time he had success? Phoenix. Every place else has been a bust out. David Blatt, season and a half in Cleveland. I know it wasn't a great opportunity, but we're watching what Tyronn Lue's done since taking over for David Blatt. That doesn't exactly bode well for his future success. And last but not least, Mark Jackson, who of these coaching candidates is probably the most attractive one. But here's the realities. As nice a job as he did with Golden State, they've taken off and hit another gear and have gone to heights that Mark Jackson could not even get close to with Steve Kerr in that chair. So when I look at the resume of any of these usual suspects of candidates, none of them excite me, and none of them are nearly as attractive as the guys that were let go. Maybe the saving grace for Memphis is they end up bringing Frank Vogel in, and they end up getting a coach that's probably every bit as good as the guy they let go. And maybe that was the genesis for them letting go Dave Yeager. And maybe it's Indiana whose situation starts to look stranger and stranger and stranger and more bizarre, in that they're going to be stuck with one of these retreads or rejects, or they're going to have to try and bring somebody in from the college game. And yep, none of those alternatives seem attractive to me. You know, Larry Bird's a god in Indiana, and rightfully so, for what he did not only as a player around, you know, at Indiana State and with the Boston Celtics, and what he did as the head coach the last go around there. But the group of the talent he's assembled in Indiana right now isn't real good. And I don't care if Red Auerbach's coaching them. They're just not good enough. So, and I don't see a Red Auerbach-like guy out there. So I think the situation in Indiana could potentially get real messy, as they could take a major step backwards depending on who they hire. And the candidates I see don't excite me. Memphis may end up getting a save in their rebuilding project if the rumors I hear about perhaps Frank Vogel going there end up being reality, and that's the direction they go instead of one of these other lousy retreads.
Yeah, no, I think it's fair, you know, and unlike the New Jersey Nets, and I didn't think I'd be talking about them at this time of the year, who went San Antonio tree in their GM search and their coaching search.
Well, that never can go wrong. That's
you know, it, at least for all the criticism we've done of Prokhorov, you know, theoretically, he's gone in the right direction. Now, whether or not it comes to fruition remains to be seen. But, you know, after dismissing Billy King and Lionel Hollins, you know, he went the San Antonio route, which I'll give him credit for. These other two organizations seem to be clueless in the direction they want to go. Now, you know, look, they're a higher pay scale than we are. Maybe it turns out right, but I'm looking at the organization from the outside in, and I just don't see it.
Yeah. Like I said, Memphis is saving grace, and I wouldn't have gotten rid of Yager, but the truth of the matter is I wouldn't have gotten rid of Dave Yager. But if they bring in Frank Vogel because they were enamored by Frank Vogel, I get their move a lot more than I get Indiana's move, because I don't see it, and that's the reality.
I'm right with you.
And we'll explore these coaching vacancies as the week goes along here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll bring in somebody from Memphis, and we'll bring in somebody from Indianapolis to give us the latest 411s and some of the whys and what fors as it relates to these two coaching vacancies, Bob. We'll do that as the week goes on. But on the other side, we will tie a bow around a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, like I said, talking New Jersey Net basketball at this time of year is a rarity because they're rarely in the playoffs. But, you know, when you talk about coaching carousel and coaching searches, organizations have to go or try to go about it the right way. Look, there's no guarantees. But, you know, Mikhail Prokhorov, when he cleaned house, Billy King, he had the edict to go for it now. They went for it. They didn't get it. They do have some young talent on that basketball team, and they have some money to play with. What they did was a very intelligent thing and bring in Sean Marks from the San Antonio organization. And this is a guy who knows how to work the cap. He knows how to accumulate young talent. He knows how to recruit Europe. And he's one of those guys that in the long term, because don't forget, they took some flyers on some guys that were hurt coming out of college who were young but who had potential to go much higher in the draft than what they did. They're on that roster. And they're going to be able to get some pieces, and they also have Brooke Lopez on that basketball team. So all is not lost. They think they're going to be better quicker than most people realize. And then you mix Kenny Atkinson into it. And again, Kenny Atkinson didn't sit on the San Antonio bench, but he sat with Coach Bud. He's been an assistant with the Knicks. He knows the New York market. He's a New York guy. He's one of those guys. He's an under-the-radar kind of guy. But don't be surprised if you're talking about him as one of the better young coaches in the NBA in a couple of years. Why? Because they went after it with a plan. They recruited from successful organizations who know how to get it done. Indiana, Memphis, seems to be a lot of willy-nilly. They've had their successes, but now that they have to retool, we'll see whether or not the decision-making process is the correct decision-making process. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Joe and I sure had a good time with you. It was all NBA. We'll get into more things tomorrow. Catch you up on the boxing, catch you up on the derby, and catch you up on anything else that happens in the world of sports. For Joe Spano, for Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.